everyone. I am Melissa Kretschmer with Maricopa County Department of Public Health, Office of Epidemiology, and I'll be talking about our transition that we did to a web-based surveillance system. For those of you who don't know, Maricopa County is in Arizona. It is the third largest public health jurisdiction after New York City and Los Angeles County. We have about 4 million residents and containing about roughly half of the state's population. Last year, we experienced the biggest population growth in the United States. And I work in the Communicable Disease Unit, and as the name implies, we investigate disease. And we receive about 27,000 reports and 100 outbreaks annually. So we do a lot of business with disease. Once done, we report our findings to our state health department, Arizona Department of Health Services. And so to do this, we need a reliable, efficient surveillance system to allow for timely communication. In Arizona, we have a dual reporting structure in that providers report to the local health department, Maricopa County, and labs report to ADHS, our state health department. From there, we take the local health department takes the necessary steps to do the investigation and mitigate disease spread. In 2013, we had a homegrown surveillance system called the CDR, and that's homegrown. We developed it, maintained it. It was in our office. Meanwhile, ADHS had what was called electronic disease intelligence system to record the cases in. This is a secure statewide web-based surveillance system. And as you can see, this was a structure that was very siloed in its effects. We would work on our cases at Maricopa County, state would enter the cases into their database, and it didn't allow for very timely communication. And as part, I pushed it on a button, to make sure that everyone is aware of every case, ADHS would send us daily faxes that we would enter into our database, and we would drive to our state health department to give them our completed cases on a weekly basis. After 2013, we broke down these siloed walls, and Maricopa County became an active user of MedSys, allowing for more timely communication and eliminating redundant data entry and opportunity for lost data. That was in 2013. Since then, we hadn't done anything to see how the transition affected our effectiveness. So we essentially did an evaluation on both the CDR and MedSys per the CDC's framework for guidelines on evaluating a public health service surveillance system. We also wanted to show buy-in to ADHS. You know, everyone is reluctant to change. So 2013, a lot of people at Maricopa County were a little grumbly, but Arizona Department of Health Services was amazing, very supportive, and made themselves available to us. So we worked through that, so we wanted to show them thank you. And for those of you who know the system attributes that CDC's framework suggests evaluating, there's about 9 in total. And you can pick and choose essentially which ones that are specific to your needs. For our objectives, simplicity, data quality, acceptability, and timeliness were things that we felt reflected our efficiency in relation to this transition. 2 of those items were measurable from MedSys, the data quality and the timeliness. Data quality, diseases have questions that are specific to that disease, so we evaluated the completeness of those fields that are based on CDC reporting requirements. And for timeliness, we created timeliness measures from when a case was reported to us to when we started an investigation, and then from when we started an investigation to when we completed the investigation. We didn't do this on all the morbidities. There are about 90 reportable diseases in Arizona. So we chose 4, hepatitis A, pertussis, salmonella, and shigella, that were a nice mixture of 24-hour reportable and 5-day reportables. And these 4 diseases were evaluated over a whole year for 3 distinct time periods. CDR is those cases that we investigated in 2012 in our CDR database. MedSys 1 were cases investigated in 2013 when we became active users. And 2015 was about 2 years after we started using the MedSys to show adaptability to the system and hopefully improvement. And again, these were done for a whole year to reduce the effective seasonality of the diseases. The only reason I'm touching on this, these were the 4 diseases and the number of cases every year, to highlight that Hep A didn't have a very high number, and this will be shown later, there were not many statistically significant results for hepatitis A, likely due to the small number. So overall, we did look at start time and complete time for all four diseases as a whole. The asterisks indicate statistically significant difference to the CDR time frame, the first light pink box on the left, column on the left. And so you can see for both MedCyst-1 and MedCyst-2, 2013 and 2015, there was significant improvement in both our starting time and our completion time of investigations. Broken down individually by diseases, again, there was significance for hepatitis A and pertussis. They were not statistically significant. I'm sorry, there were improvements in starting timeliness. For Salmonella and Shigella, there was significant improvements in our starting time. For completion time, it was a little hairier. Hep A was around the same. The enterics, the Salmonella, and the Shigella, there was significant improvements. Pertussis, though, we are reaching our near our CDR baseline levels, so we definitely like to take that back to our investigators to see if there's any hindrances in the investigation process that we can help alleviate. For completion of interview fields, we'll start at the top line, the line at the top, the hepatitis A. Again, we're hovering around 90%, no significant increases or decreases through the three time periods. The next line is the dotted line, the Salmonella. There was definite improvement in our percent complete fields from CDR to 2013 when we started using it, and then a slight decrease from 2013 and 2015, but we'll have to probably want to repeat that to see if that is maintained or if we go back up. Significant improvement for Shigella that we have maintained, and then pertussis. I came to not enjoy pertussis during this evaluation. Definitely, so as a teaser, I have another presentation today about quality improvement efforts. This is probably a disease that we'll put on that slated to be improved, and that process involves going to the investigators, having a candid talk about what's happening, and seeing if they're, what issues they're having with the, with entering the data, or collecting the data even. So the two other things we measured were acceptability and simplicity. So to do this, we did create a survey that we sent out to our investigators, and we had about an 80% response rate for the survey. And it was to evaluate the buy-in, essentially, of the users. And there were four questions specifically that evaluated acceptability and simplicity. We asked them to rate the efficiency of MedCyst for investigations. And this 73% did say it was either very efficient or moderately efficient for conducting investigations. Their level of satisfaction was also rated. It's a little, it's not as good as the 73, but it was still, again, 65% were very satisfied or moderately satisfied with MedCyst. So that's something we might also take back to the investigators to see if there's anything that can improve that. Simplicity, it was just like how user-friendly is the system, and more than 80% say it's very user-friendly. And anecdotally, even, one of our main gripers at the initial transition has, like, just passing in the hall, like, MedCyst is really easy to use. I really enjoy it. It's nice. So there's definite improvement. And then we did ask them, is it easy to use and learn quickly? And the same, more than 80% said that it's easy to use. Conclusions, I think we demonstrated that going to a web-based statewide surveillance system definitely has improved our efficiency for doing investigations, especially in regards to our timeliness. Completeness varied by morbidity, specifically pertussis, so we will be taking that back to the investigators and seeing how we can help them with those investigations. Limitations, you can never separate the people from the machine. I mean, the framework is evaluating the system, but I think the people are an integral part of that. So you have to think about the workforce dynamics. When we were on the CDR, we had disease investigators that were very siloed, even in their work, like they were disease specific. In 2013, we reorganized and there was everyone could do any disease. So we kind of diversified cross-trained people so that we're a more cohesive unit so that people never got buried under the amount of work that they might have to do with evenly distributing the investigations. And also you can never ignore outbreaks or new diseases cropping up either that could affect workload. So next steps, one thing we could do, or we are planning on doing, is comparing hospital discharge data with the diagnosis codes of those four morbidities to those that are reported in MedSys to determine the sensitivity of the system. And then, again, we're going to review all the identified metrics, the timeliness, the percent completes, to adapt our processes and systems. And I'd like to thank everyone at Maricopa County and Teresa Ju from ADHS, waving her hand in the back. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful presentation, and we do have some time for questions. I actually set the timer for 13 hours instead of 13 minutes.
Ooh, did I make it?
That's why I didn't raise the 5-minute warning, but we do have a couple minutes for questions. And I'll just start with one. Do you have any hypotheses regarding the decrease of the timeliness of pertussis, or you said you're going to investigate it?
Yes.
You must have some ideas.
So we have some ideas, yeah. So in the CDR, contacts were the reason the nurses love the CDR is because it was free text. MedSys is a lot of text box, which us epis love. So in the CDR, all of their contacts of pertussis were maintained within text and not entered as their own case. In MedSys, they're managed as another, it's not as a contact case. So I was chatting with a nurse just this morning in preparation, and she said, like, yeah, I don't close the index case until everything's tied up. So if with pertussis, you have to monitor them, I think, for 30 days out to make sure the cough resolves. So if you do that, and a lot of our cases have a high number of contacts.
So it may not be a meaningful decrease public health-wise, it's just an administrative way.
Yeah. I'm sorry, is there another question? Yeah, hi.
I just had a quick question. With the hospital, comparing with the hospital discharge data, does so all those diseases that you're looking at, those are all reportable diseases to the health department. Does it get reported based on the hospital being in your jurisdiction, or like if you have somebody from out of state come in, visit, they have, you know, they come down with shigellosis, mm-hmm. who investigates that, and then how will that affect your comparison?
That's a good question. So yeah, it is when a physician suspects it, they're supposed to report it, and if we do identify someone as out of the jurisdiction, then we do transfer it to that jurisdiction, and it wouldn't be counted in our case counts. So we often do find, sometimes it's just the name that we get, and through our work, we might find the address and realize they're out of our jurisdiction.
Oh, okay, so you're also, from the hospital discharge data, you'll have patient address you'll
yeah.
be pulling.
Yeah, and we actually presented a poster a few years ago about the process. It's like, we first do SAS to merge by unique identifiers, and then we do manual review. So we do review medical records, so we could find the address there, or find, like, also we'd make sure they meet case definition. So
this is wonderful, because when I get back on Monday, I might be doing the exact same
All
thing.
All right, awesome.
department, so thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Hi.
Hi, thank you for your presentation. Just an easy question. Who prompted Maricopa County going onto the MedSys system? Was it the state or?
I think it was a joint effort. And there was, I think primarily by state, and it makes sense because everyone in this, every jurisdiction in the state does use it. So it was just, it all worked out perfectly that year based on everything going on for us to join that year.
Follow-up question, sorry. How long had the state been using MedSys before 2013?
It launched in 2006. I do know that, yes. And I know what's funny, too, is I got hired in 2011, and they're like, oh, we're going to MedSys soon, we're going to MedSys soon. I went on maternity leave, and I'm like, whatever, we're going to MedSys. And then we did, and I was like, yay. So, yeah, so it took a while. Again, the state was very helpful. They formed a work group with us to make sure all of our concerns were addressed, and we joined in 2013. Yeah, uh-huh. All right, thank you.